Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, 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 this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
It's your girl, and I'm back, and we have an exciting group upon us tonight. I want to give it up for 9+, as we have the members. We're going to actually have them introduce themselves on the line. So certainly, I know that we have multiple members on the air, so what I would like you to do is state your name, all right, so we'll know who's here, all right, and then definitely I want to give you your props tonight. So go ahead, let's give it up, 9+ members. Please introduce yourself.
Well, first, this is Jay Brewster. Everybody know me as Polo.
Second off, everybody know me as E-Man.
And thirdly, but not least, your boy D-Red.
All right, that's what's up. So we have 3 out of the 4 members that are actually here tonight, and so definitely we want to keep. Is it Jason?
Yeah, Jason, our guitarist. You know, he had a show right now, so we're going to do it like
okay.
that.
All right. Well, definitely, like I said, we want to make sure that we bring you on in right. And how we get down here on Brown Sugar Radio, we welcome all of our guests in with a round of applause. Right. Got to give it up. Thank you for coming through tonight. All right. So I just got to say that, you know, I am really grateful that your manager put this together for us tonight because, I mean, he is just really doing some great things as far as getting y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, you gaining the type of exposure that, you know what I'm saying, is necessary in order to get to that next level. And so 9+, as I was reading, you stated in your bio that the name 9+ actually came from getting paid in the music game for over 9 years. So what I'd like to know is we're going to start back, because I like to inform my listeners that are actually tuning in tonight. You know, what is it with most artists that triggers an interest in music, you know? So I'm going to ask, because usually with group interviews, I kind of like to do like a little roundtable discussion. So I'm going to have Polo, I'm going to ask you to go first, all right?
Yeah.
Just kind of give me a little brief history on how you knew music was going to be your thing, and then we'll go on to D-Red and then E-Man.
Well, I knew personal music would be my thing because I played saxophone, piano, ever since I was little. And then I started making beats around 15-ish and started getting paid around 16. And so it was that easy. Lack of great music. And it's always the music scene is always changing, and the trend is always something different. So you just got to keep up with the trend and keep making good music, and I've been doing that consistently. So that's where I come from with the 9+, what it mean to me.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. All right, D-Red?
Mine started back in high school. My dad had a little keyboard. Started off trying to make a little beats here and there. I was listening to what was going on the radio, and I told myself, you know, I can do this. I might can do it even a little better. So that's how I jumped off. Met up with my boys, Polo. Met up with E-Man in college. We just sit there, chill. He'll make a beat. We'll freestyle over it. And we're like, hey, we got something here. And that's where we went with it.
And see, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm glad you mentioned that about college, because I was going to ask, you know, were you all high school friends, you know, or childhood friends? Did you guys, you know what I mean, actually grow up together? So some of you actually didn't meet till later on in life, or did any of you grow up
together? Yeah, we actually met. We all lived on the same floor at University of Houston, and that's how we met up. We used to hang out, kick it, and chill.
Okay. All right now. Okay, and then we have Iman. Go ahead and let us know how you began your music career.
Yeah, well, it started out for me. I was raised by my grandma, and I always noticed how music always affected her. When she was sad, it made her happy. Sometimes when she's sad, it made her more sad, but it always had an effect on her. And it was always some old school Luther Vandross, or maybe even some old school Garth Brooks, because I'm from the countryside. So I always liked a song with a good story. So when we make music, our music has more stories in it than punchlines. So I feel like our music can touch someone in more of a deeper aspect.
It is.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because music, I always mention this to my listeners, how music is universal and how it heals the soul, you know. And I believe in the fact that when you put on certain songs, you know, they can help to heal you, they can help to minister, they can help you get through rough times, they can help you get through good times. And this is one of the examples that I'd like to use. Many of y'all all remember that song, Summertime, by Will Smith, right?
Yeah.
Now, how long ago did that come out? Like, what, 15 years, 20? It was forever, right? At least 20 years, right?
That was a little.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every time y'all hear song, though, don't a memory of summertime, whether it was you barbecuing or y'all getting together, you know what I'm saying, having that, you know, that whatever,
oh, yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? A good feeling. You get a good feeling.
Yeah.
It reminded me of me getting whoopings when I was bad.
Okay, it reminds me of popsicles, because I used to always have, y'all know those ices that you freeze
and
you get at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of, those popsicles. I used to sit out there and have them, like, four or five of them back to back because it'd be so hot outside, you know.
Right.
Okay, so music also allows certain landmarks in your life, you know, and it brings back memories, and they mark, you know, certain events that took place in your life, you know. And I think that it's wonderful that I love having musicians, you know, and artists on Brown Sugar Radio, because every single one of you are unique, and each of you have a different story. I always like to know, how did you get started? How did you know that you found this gift that you had? Because, you know, my thing is, there's a lot of people that have hidden talents within them, and they don't discover them, you know? So I was really grateful, you know, to learn so much. I learned from each artist that's on the show. And what I'd like to ask you guys next, being that it's four of you in the group, one thing about groups that I've often heard, and you can let me know if this is just a myth or not.
It's
but
true.
Do you find that it's hard, like your schedules clash, or is it hard to actually try to work more so in a group versus a solo career?
I think you hit the...
See, y'all laugh and look.
No, definitely. That is definitely a conflict. But, I mean,
you know,
I mean, we work through it, you know. But, I mean, it's harder as a group to kind of, you know, everybody having the same schedule. I know Polo, he's doing more of the music side. I'm still in school, so it's kind of, you know, a little difficult there. But, I mean, we always get through it and just try to keep working on, you know, the task at hand.
Yeah, and he's right about that. If we can't get through this with each other, we can't get to the next step. We can't get to the next level. We don't deserve to be there. So, therefore, you got to get through all the little stuff. You got to have the patience, you know what I'm saying, the time. Got to wait till everybody can get together and then go on. Because a lot of our stuff that we do make, like, it's a lot of stuff we can play actually live on stage. You know, so that consists of us being together at the same time a lot, just to even get the music made.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the I want to say challenges, but that's like a negative word. I don't want to say challenges, but I would just say maybe one of the obstacles that you would face, and that's not a better word either, but I'm just trying to think of a way to say it positively. You know, what would be an answer to that? If you're, you know, you're constantly, if you have, you know, schedule classes or differences in creative, you know, creativity, producing the music. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's the thing. That's not a clash with us. That's a good thing because we want the different sounds, the different moves that each of us bring to put into the music. Because literally, I honestly would say each individually we can make good music, okay music, but together collectively we make a different sound and we make great music. And that's the whole deal. Each part of the machine has to be put together to make everything work. So we don't have any clash in musically.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing. That is truly a blessing because, you know, many groups, okay, for instance, how you see NSYNC and then the Backstreet Boys and then Destiny's Child, at some point, you know, the group went their own ways, and that was always something that had, you know, been a question in the back of my mind. Certainly, I do agree with what you're saying, and I think that is definitely one of the advantages to having a group. You know, because one person may have a certain type of vision, but another one would say, well, yeah, we can do that, but then let's add a little bit of this on top of it. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, that is. Now, I noticed you said the style of music that you bring is grown and sexy, you know, and I ain't mad at that. You know, got to have that sophisticated feel to it. But the one thing that intrigued me the most is that you're saying that your goals are to be successful and to make your music legendary. Now, when I think of legendary, you know what I'm saying? I think of Michael Jackson. I think of Prince. I think of Karen Clark Shear. You know what I'm saying? Just icons, the Clark sisters. I think of, you know, history, because they all have special moments in my life. What can you do to make your music legendary and stand out for your fans?
Man, literally, just keep doing what we're doing. And because if you notice today, these days, music is ringtones. Yeah, we got a couple little ringtone songs just for the day, but the basis of our music is literally for something where people can look down the road and listen back and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? That still has some relevant meaning to me today, something socially meaningful today. And there's not many legendary artists out here today that's coming in this new wave of music from 2005, 2003 and up. And everything is just a trendy fashion. Trends change. But can the musician have a song that crosses over the time? That's what legendary is, something that crosses and passes through time that you can always go back and be like, hey, that's a nice song.
Right.
Yes, legendary to me is, it's not about how many record sales you sell exactly. It's about maybe your grandkids listening to a song and can bob their head and be like, oh, yeah, I like that. I can still feel and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about substance. Not much music down here got substance these days.
Right. You got to be a trendsetter.
Right. Talk about that, you know. I agree. And I believe that one of, you know, in the music industry, one of the good things about it is that it's constantly evolving and it's constantly changing. But yet, at the same time, you're right, it is the quality of the music and the content of the music. You know, like a lot of these songs that have a lot of, I guess, disrespectful, you know, things that they say about people or the diss songs and stuff, that's not music to me, you know. I like songs that talk about life, that talk about, you know, being successful, the happy feel-good songs, you know, love songs, you know, songs that are inspirational that want you to achieve more in life or, you know, songs that, you know what I mean, that you can just sit back, relax on a Sunday and, you know what I mean, just really for that moment, you know, have a break, step away from the everyday hustle and bustle of life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I loved it because one of the songs that I actually selected, you guys are so talented, and I was feeling this song. And my favorite one, they're all wonderful. I want to let you know that you are a very talented group, and I'm so honored to have you on the show. But I like the one Confused because it talks about life, you know, and I like the fact that you're being real in your music, and people can relate to that, you know. And the one thing that I found is that if people can't relate to your music, then you won't continue to move on in life. You won't continue to, you know, reach those levels of success because people are going to say, oh, I can't relate to what they're talking about. Their life
exactly.
is too perfect, or their life is too this. And to me, an inspirational song doesn't necessarily have to always be something that's saying perfect life, perfect this, perfect that. No, it could be a song of overcoming or a song of, you know, how do I deal with this? This is how you can get through this situation.
Yeah,
you
know? Right. And that's one of our favorite songs, you know, we push, and so many people love that song in particular. And, yeah, I sent you, you know what I'm saying, three different types of songs so you can get a view, but that's the basis of our music right there. Like, we have
yeah.
songs with just telling you the world, life, as we see it through our eyes and what we went through. And it's really true with it because it's so many people that's out there, there's so many young ladies that's confused, just like that song says. And
mm-hmm.
in a similar situation, they caught up, they like this guy, but they know he going to be doing the same thing he was doing yesterday and tomorrow, and they just don't know how to deal with it. So
right.
basically, if you bring
and
that to life, maybe. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Basically, you bring that type of events and activities to life, a lot of young ladies will start to see and understand it and have a lot more respect for themselves. Because, yeah, I'm a guy, but, man, that don't mean I get to do you wrong. You know, and I respect for myself if I know I'm disrespecting you. So
mm-hmm.
if we can put that out there, those are the younger days. You know, I've evolved since then, and we've evolved.
Exactly.
So those were the younger days, but that's what some stuff I wish if I had a sister that somebody could let her listen to and be like, look, do you really want to be caught in this situation?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. And you're giving it, the thing that I love the most is that you're giving it from a male's point of view. Because, see, had a female did it, then they say, we're male bashing. You know what I'm saying? But you're doing it from a male's, you know it's the truth, because Destiny's Child
took
a ton of slack, okay, for say my name and bills. And they weren't saying, pay my bills. They were saying, if you're going to use my car, use my phone, you know, run my bills up, then you need to be able to pay it. But this is good because you're showing a different side of relationships that can lead young ladies to being confused if they don't know the game that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm grateful that you guys are actually taking the opportunity, you gentlemen, I should say, are taking the opportunity to make variety in different types of songs that are appealing to various artists or to various fans, you know. And so, being from Houston, I'm going to play your single in just a moment, but actually, let me ask you, are you guys from Houston? I see that I know T. Flower is your manager. Are all of you based out of Houston or some of you in various states?
Are we based out of Houston?
Yeah, we're all based out of Houston, surrounding areas of Houston.
Okay. That's what I want to make sure before I ask this next question. Being that, you know, a lot of heavy hitters have actually came out of the H-Town, you know what I mean? Do you feel pressure to produce at the level they did? You know, Chamillionaire, Paul Wall, and then we had Destiny's Child and Mike Jones. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on and on. Do you feel like, wow, okay, I got to make it, you know, to that level in order to feel successful? Or are you happy with, okay, you know what, as long as I know I did my best and when we gave our all, you know, I'm still a success at the end of the day?
But really, we let our music talk for us. Chamillionaire has his style. You know, Paul Wall, Mike Jones have their style. It's more repetitive. But us, we have a style that's more about life and just life in general. And I feel like we'll have a fan base that will follow us for many years just because we're talking about real things, real life, real situations.
Yeah, that more people can relate to.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
Answer that question and sum it up. We feel no pressure, none whatsoever.
All right. That's right.
Well, for the simple fact, to be honest, you know, those were trendy days. Like we just talked about the trends. Yeah, the hitters just, you know, Beyonce, she reached everything with the crossover. They did everything with the crossover. She still getting the crossover music. You know, it's not so much for the other heavy hitters that came out of the H and everything. And so now it's you barely hear their names. You hear them every now and then. But yeah. I know, me personally, Chameleon and Pop, they had this one song, and Big Swag is involved, 20 inches sitting low. That's a legendary song in Houston. You can go anywhere, you can play that, and everybody will love it. And that's the thing. We make a legendary song. Everybody's going to love it, so they're going to always have their fans, but we want the constant fans, the crossover fans, the – and I ain't going to say fans. I don't even like calling them fans because they're basically supporters.
Supporters, you know? Yes, uh-huh.
And our supporters, we support our supporters. So whatever our supporters need from us, provide. Because we live the same life that they live. This is no fantasy land here.
Right. That's it. Well, I'm good that you guys have such a positive, optimistic attitude, you know, about your music. You sound very humble, you know, and God's going to bless you for that. You know, I like the fact that you guys are very, you know, in touch, you know, with the reality of life. And so that's what's going to allow you to go far in this industry, you know. Real quick, I'd like to take some time to acknowledge our listeners in the chat room. I'd like to say Christine Klein, Gogo14, and then we have an anonymous guest in the chat room, 7095. Thank you for joining us tonight. Also, too, our listeners tuning in from Facebook, I'd like to say thank you all for taking this time to support and show some love for 9 Plus. And we're going to go ahead and get into this song is so awesome. It's called Confused, all right? And we're going to go ahead and play that now at this time. So y'all definitely keep it locked and loaded on your premier choice in internet radio. We'll be right back.
Hey!
Wondering why I'm the one you need. It was written biblically. Remember when he bit that seed? Yeah, did he set sins of Eve? Forever endured you helplessly. At your hand and put to me. So play your part, leave the rest to me.
I hate you, I hate you. I never wanted to see you again.
I said, she in the wind. Next morning she back again. Papa was a rolling stone. Apples don't fall far from the tree. So you know it's the life of me to bounce around and do my thing. And if there's any broken heart, I'm not the one to fall. Cause I told you from the start, it's nothing special about me, yet and still you stuck around, claiming you forever dying. Now you realize with time, there ain't no saving in me. Now you're thinking I'd leave. How could this happen to me? This ain't how it's supposed to be. Wish you never met a G. In the game, there's casualties, especially when you encounter E. Counteract strategically by penetrating addictive.
Hey!
I'm just trying to find the perfect time so I can stop with all the lying and you can stop the crying. I know all the time I'm not the best, I'm not denying, but can we get some wine and dine? I got a lot that's on my mind. But see, the truth is her nigga living ruthless, and it don't matter what I do, shit, she always coming back telling me she wants some new kids riding in the blue Benz. Man, I don't think I want to lose this, so I choose this cause I know it's better. She wouldn't go away even if I wrote the letters that said, I got another girl trying to rock my world. See, y'all on my nuts, calling me the Papa Squirrel. But see, I got a girl that's never ever leaving me. She don't be believing when them females say he cheating. See, she just changed the station, yeah, she changed the frequency. She like, forget him, cause she just believe in me.
Hey. I eat my cake. straight to the deep. Doc prescribed me, I'm probably too much to swallow. Most likely tomorrow, same sorrow, no wifey. I'm difficult at first, I'm simply being me. Let alcohol occur, 9 deep in her. She biting on her purse, that kitty starts to purse. I'm drifting off the word, don't mind me. My appetite is never settled, like the Prius gas pedal. Never let up, always fed up. Understand me, nympho psyche, don't invite me in too politely, especially around you. Friend, this is crazy, I got too many ladies. You know this and you still wanna be my baby. Being one, it's so underrated, never debated. But I'm still loved and hated.
Hey, she loves me, she loves me.
Okay, so we are back, and there was their hot new single, and I want to tell you, you're getting positive reviews in the chat room. The listeners are enjoying that song from 9 Plus. Certainly, I believe you can download it on iTunes and all that other stuff. Please, gentlemen, shout out your websites, where they can contact you at and where they can certainly purchase and support the music.
You can go directly to Mogul Music Group Inc. .com, and then click on the chat 9 Plus, and you can download it. And also, you know, we set back on the Twitter thing because we wanted to be like a super surprise coming out of Houston with this type of music. Because this is a new type of music for Houston. So we set back the Twitter thing so we can just hit them all at the same time with the bounce. So they can be like, whoa, where this group come from? It'll be a surprise. Because if you come to Houston, we're probably one of the only bands that make concept music. And so, yeah, go to mogulmusicgroup.com and get it. Go ahead and download it and get it.
And play it to all your friends.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you guys support them because these brothers here are working hard, and I see that, you know, you have great aspirations in life, and that's something that, you know, I certainly want to make sure that I support. And I think that one of the most amazing things that I enjoy about your music is the individuality. And I love the fact that not only you, it's not as if you guys are only using you know, a keyboard, synthesizer, whatever. One of you gentlemen, was it Iman or was it Polo, said you actually played, was it what instrument was it you played in was it high school?
I still play right now to this day. I play saxophone and keyboard and a little guitar, but Jason is mainly on the guitar. He be ripping it up. We got some new tracks with him.
An electric guitar?
Electric, acoustic, bass, the whole nine. I mean, this guy right here, he plays B.B. King from memory. He teaches guitar. He's awesome with it.
Oh, wow. See, that's what's up. My son is actually, the reason I was asking, I thought you said saxophone. I wanted to make sure before I said it, because my son, he's been in band since sixth grade. He's actually now in ninth, and he played the trombone, and now he's playing the baritone, and he was thinking about playing the sax late next year. So I think, you know, that's awesome that you're talented like that because, you know, a lot of people aren't really familiar. If they do know how to play the instrument, they play by ear. They may not know how to necessarily read music, you know, and so that's what I was going to ask you. Are you talented in both areas, you know, as far as reading and playing by ear?
Man, most definitely, and I also can compose.
All right now, so that's a blessing.
And musically.
Well, definitely for all of the listeners, I want you to be inspired tonight because, like I said, they are very talented. They write the music, they you know, produce it, they play their own music, which is awesome. And that's rare that you see somebody be able to do all of those things.
And that's the niche that we've been feeling that we can come from Houston with. Because I go to a lot of different shows, a lot of concerts, and basically everybody's just the group and a DJ. No instrument. Group, DJ, and that's it. So try to break away from that. Yes, we have some songs, you know what I'm saying, that we could just use a DJ on, but mainly the main music is just real music, real life. Use the instruments that you actually play.
Yes, like I love minor A chords and major A chords. I love them because it brings the best out of me. So like we say, we love to use pianos, saxophones, maybe even a little violin or two.
Violin. Y'all showing out. Okay,
yeah.
Y'all got everything from the guitar to the sax, the keyboard. I mean, y'all just, what don't y'all play? Y'all probably got a little, okay, everything.
You do it all.
That's
the whole nine.
Okay, look, jack of all trades for real.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's it.
And,
y'all keep doing it.
And I tell you, like, hello.
What is that in the background? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear?
I'm losing y'all. Yeah, it sounded like something was crashing or something. Whoever could try that, can you mute your phone, please, or move out the area?
Yeah, I think D-Ray was crashing and burning or something.
I was like, it's a whole lot going on. Okay.
But
go ahead.
We got a couple tracks. I'm gonna send you another one where you can see our full band at its peak potential with everybody playing. Even we had a guest trumpet play on it as well, and just you're gonna see the full thing. And we sing our own, we rap our own. And it shows in that song. I didn't send it to you, but in that song, you will see the whole full band, and you're gonna listen. You're like, you're gonna have to judge it for yourself.
No synthesizers.
Okay, look at that. You got people. You have my listeners in the chat room googling y'all. They checking y'all out. Okay, they feeling the music. They saying it's interesting, and they are enjoying your music. So I mean, you know, real recognizes real, and we know when we see quality music, well, hear quality music. And yeah, you definitely have a gift. And so what I want to know now, and certainly whoever you feel is best that can answer this, let me know. But one of the things that was mentioned by one of your group members is music is a way of life, not just something to do or a hobby. When that quote was stated, when you say it's a way of life, please elaborate on that for my listeners tonight and explain what you meant by that remark.
But music has literally fueled my fire to do what I do and what I want to do, because I've been every aspect of my life, whatever I changed, turned over a new leaf. Used to do bad stuff, now I'm doing good. Music has carried me through. Music is literally my support system. If I'm feeling down, I can go and compose some great music piece. I'm feeling good. My music is a reflection, and this goes for all of us. Music is literally a reflection of our feelings, of what we've been going through. And I can honestly say, personally, just for me, that without music, I would probably be lost. I can literally sit here and really say that I really would be lost, because basically that's all I have to keep me really, really grounded and staying on my focus in the right path, because it's not a hobby for me. This is what I live, breathe, and eat. I wake up with music on my mind, words. I wake up in the middle of the night with words in my head, songs that just pop up to me. And I get up, it'll be 3-4 in the morning, and I'll just start playing and start recording some stuff, and then get together with the guys, what y'all think about this, and then they add some more on to it, and we got a song. That's how that song came up.
Oh,
right?
Beautiful. And I was going to ask you if it was, I didn't want to put you on the spot there, you know, but I was like, I wonder if he's writing this as a personal experience, or,
yeah,
you know, something you've been through, or just, you know, it's an idea.
Yes, every song has some kind of personal experience to either one of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Real,
Some of them are all three, all of us. So that's how we do.
Okay, so do you all sit around and you're just like, okay, you know, we're going to talk about this because this is some drama. We going through this. Let's go ahead and put this down on paper because this is too much. How do you come up with the songs, you know?
I know it's a couple of times where I'll just kind of be hanging out in the studio. And Paulo would just start playing the piano. And while he's over there playing it, me and E-Man would just be kind of going on. And he'd be like, hey, that's kind of catchy. That's kind of catchy. Turn into a life story. Go from there.
And sometimes we have a more direct focus. We know what kind of song we want to talk about. Then we create the beat, and then we go from there.
But everything is personal and real. Cause I remember when I was a couple of years back, I broke up with my girlfriend. I was like, she D-Red, man, I need to get this out on paper. So he came on.
I remember.
Okay, you had to go ahead and write that down. Get over that.
Go ahead. Just a bridge to Terabithy, I guess you could say.
Another way to vent.
You never know, absolutely. I was going to share with you that I have a friend that she writes. She has a diary, and she just writes everything. And I told her, girl, you need to go ahead and turn those into songs and get paid, you know.
Yeah.
For real. Go ahead. Whoever's getting ready to say something.
Exactly.
Someone was just getting ready to say something a minute ago. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, man. Music is short-lived. Mine's a short-lived, too. I forgot.
I'm sorry. I know we thinking, and, you know, I'm like you. I got to say it before I forget it. So, but I believe that, you know, one thing is that I can tell that you're focused and you're driven and you have what it takes, you know, to become legendary. And I just want to encourage you tonight to continue to do what you're doing. I think it's beautiful that all of you are meshing. You know, you guys can collaborate, and there's not, you know what I mean, no egos in the way of, oh, man, you know, he doing too much. He's trying to take the limelight. Everyone is kind of like, this is us. You know, we're one band, one sound. And I like that about, you know, the group. And so I commend you for that because a lot of other up-and-coming groups, you know, that are watching you, I can say, all right, you know, 9+, they doing their thing, and they got a different vibe to them. So I think that's beautiful that you're able to do that. And I just want to, you know, definitely give you mad props on that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to thank you, too.
That's from everybody.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Well, before I got to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. But the question I want to ask you, and you can answer it, all right, because you can answer it after the commercial break because I want to give you a little bit of time to answer it. As far as the group 9+, the next 5 to 10 years from now, I want you guys to tell me, where do you see yourself? What goals would you like to achieve as far as professionally with your music? All right, and certainly answer that when we come back after this brief commercial break, and I want to hear from each and every one of you. For all the listeners in the chat, we have Paulo, D-Red, and E-Man on the line tonight. Jason had a performance to be at, but this is the group 9+ that you are up close and personal with on the live show on the internet. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Trina, a.k.a. The Baddest Chick, and I'm hanging out with my girl on Brown Sugar Radio.
Another song with no singers, lyrics, no voices, seen performances.
Ordinary. Brown braided woman with thick legs and full lips. Become yourself.
I got a real dead loving here for you now.
I guess this is goodbye.
Like you've never seen it before. Ever since I realized there was someone called a colored girl or an evil woman or a nag, I've been trying not to be that. My skin is black.
Save your sorry. I'm not sorry greeting you at the front door. You can keep yours.
My arms alone.
Being colored is a metaphysical dilemma I haven't conquered yet.
Between two worlds, I do belong. My skin is yellow. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain. Inflicted again.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your man, Montel Jordan. Right now, you got your station locked on to Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me? The livest urban show on the internet. Holla at your boy.
All right, y'all, we are back, and we have 9-plus that will be answering the question for us tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and do one at a time, and we'll start with Iman. Did you get a chance to think about the question I asked?
See myself in 5 years. I want to have 5 to 10 years to have our music in a position where we'll be able to show people that if you go against the grain, it doesn't mean you can't succeed. Because I believe going against the grain is really not going against the grain. People are like you, and you think they're just scared to tell it. So if I tell it, people will like it, and we'll be able to help someone else who's maybe going against the grain with a new kind of style in the future.
That's it. Beautiful answer, you know. Okay, and then D-Red, let us know what's up.
In about 5 years, just knowing that, you know, we being on top, giving a positive influence on society, not just talking about, you know, what people just talk about every day about girls, money, whatever, you know, talk about life experiences, something that people can relate to and kind of look back to us, you know, knowing that, hey, these guys really giving a positive attitude out there. People can really relate to them. People can actually go into situations they've been in, you know, and kind of handle them different because they know what, you know, what to look for, know how to get out of situations and just, you know, have something to relate to.
That's it. Okay. And then we got Polo. Go ahead and let us know what's on your mind.
Well, in 5 to 10 years, I would definitely love for our music to be still consistent with the times and with the fans, well, the supporters, and not having to really change or lose ourselves just to make a buck, make a quick couple of thousand sales just for somebody else, you know, keep music true to us. And I think we'll always do that. So I think that's what we will be in 5 to 10 years, no matter if we are millionaires for music or 100,000-aires. There's going to be something. But the deal is just keeping music true to us because never lose yourself no matter what you do. I always say true to yourself.
That's it. You know, and that's a valuable lesson. And one of, I want to tell you this before we go, one of the listeners in the chat actually said they admire the fact that you write your own music. And we were discussing how that is such a rare quality to have, because as many, you know, artists latch on to those big name industries or big name labels, a lot of times they're asked to compromise who they truly are, you know, or to just kind of, you know, just do this for right now, just so this will sell. But right, you're able to still, you know, represent, you know, integrity or represent who you are, and that's something that fans, you know, can certainly relate to, is what I'd like to say. And so I don't think that for any second, I know y'all don't miss the fact of someone else trying to write for you or someone else trying to make you what you're not, and your sincerity, we can hear it in your music, you know. And that's something that it seems is rare nowadays, because most record labels, they seem like they want you to be the next Beyonce or the next Christina Aguilera or the next such and such, whoever, you know, Jill Scott, when you should just be who you are. And so we hear that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And we actually have people coming to us to write their songs.
Wow. Yeah. Now that is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very impressive. Well, I had a little joke here, and I was going to say, you know, funny, none of it, you know, the goal was always to make it to the Oprah Winfrey show. And I was wondering, I said, I want to find out if these gentlemen are going to say, we want to make it on Oprah. But actually, Oprah's getting ready to retire. I think this is her last year anyway. But it's funny, because that's always been, you know, usually an artist's goal is, let's make, once we made it to Oprah, we know we've made it big. You know, what are your thoughts on Oprah Winfrey?
A lovely lady, because she definitely backed Barack Obama. I'm a hardcore Democrat, by the way. But
yeah.
I would say independent,
okay.
that likes Democratic somewhat. But Oprah, she's a great person. She's giving a lot of people their chance and their chance to make it in life. And she came a long way. And so you always have to respect the person that works hard at their craft. And so much respect from me.
Yeah, I respect Oprah a lot, because she takes a small business, and after they've been on the Oprah show, they're a multimillionaire business. So if you have the power to do something like that, you have all my respect coming from E-Man.
All right. That's it. Now, with our president, this is going to be my final question for you gentlemen, because I like to ask questions so that my listeners will get a feel for the guests we have on the show, and we like to learn a little bit more about you. And you said you were a Democrat, all right? And I am too. So much love, hey, to the Democrats. But my thing, with Barack Obama being in office, the first black president, historic, you know, for many of us, did not think we would see this day. He's received a lot of criticism, you know, for his presidency and some choices he's made, but then he's also received a lot of praise, you know, and it's frustrating to me, because no one ever looks at the fact that he's trying to improve the health care. They don't look at the fact that he's bringing the troops back home from Iraq. They're looking at, you know, hey, it's been 2 years, should we reelect him, blah, 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 blah. How do you feel Barack Obama, and I'd like for each of you to answer this, and then we'll close, but how do you feel, you know, Barack's doing as far as his first 2 years in office? And do you believe he'll get reelected again?
Oh, you want me? Okay. Well, this is Polo. I definitely feel that his first 2 years, he led with his heart. These things with the health care, bringing the troops home, all from his heart, things that he really felt that people really needed. And you know, the mainstream America, most people, they lead with their pockets. We need our money in our pockets. Forget these people over here sick. Forget that old woman losing her health care because of Social Security not doing enough. Yeah, forget all of that. So we need our pockets fixed. Everybody's forgetting how to hustle. Get out there and you make your own money. You lose your job, you go out there and you get another one. You create something. You're in America. This is the land of opportunity. So there's no excuses for a person being poor if they have did the right things. And, you know, a lot of people are born into different areas and different downfalls that they're born into. but you can overconquer all if you really want to. It's a mind over matter type of thing. So I think he did a pretty good job coming in his first 2 years, but he's not Superman. And you should go see that movie, Still Looking for Superman, because he's really not Superman. And now if you look at where Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton came in office, he, same thing happened to him, just not as big, but same thing happened to him. And Barack Obama is a smart guy. He's going to definitely move to the middle a little bit, collectively get things done, and he's going to get reelected again. And for one, who's going to run against him? Who has the charisma?
Yeah.
Who has the talk on the Republican side or in the independent? Who has the talk? No one. And they know it. They want to try to push up Sarah Palin, but she's just not too bright. Everybody know that. Everybody know that. And the Tea Party helped the Democrats out a lot. They just don't know it. Glad we helped the Senate majority too.
A lot of people were upset, you know, when they seen that the Republicans are taking back over the House, but thank God the Democrats still held on to the Senate. So it is what it is. Thank you, Polo, for your thoughts. D-Red, tell us about Obama. What do you think?
Real simply put, just being African-American president, period, that's enough pressure in its own. People going to criticize him, anything he does wrong. They're going to let everybody know, you know, and I feel like they're focusing too much on the little things, not what he's doing good, but what he's doing bad. They're trying to put it out there, trying to push him, Barack this, Barack did this. Not really, you know, showing or elaborating on too much the good things that he's doing, you know, healthcare, all this. They're not worried about that. They're trying to see him fail for some reason. I don't know why, but that's how they do it. But, I mean, as far as reelection goes, he'll be in there again. 4 years, one term, that's not really enough time to really, you know, change the society. But, I mean, as far as he's been doing it, it's going for the positive. But everybody is going to criticize him and figure out every little wrong thing that he's doing and bring that to light. But he'll be all right. He'll be in there another term.
Yeah, all right. I know I'm certainly speaking life into the situation, okay? Look, okay, we're speaking things, and so they are. Bless Angel Eyes, welcome to the chat room. Thank you for joining us tonight as one of my loyal listeners. Iman, you got to tell us what you think, you know, in regards to Barack Obama.
Okay, well, this is how I approach the situation. You got to look at it analytically and philosophically. Philosophically, Obama has the best charisma and speaks better than any president we've ever had. In this day of age, everything is pushed towards the media. The president is on the TV more than any other president in history. So if he can't speak, if he can't talk, if he can't be a quick thinker, he's not going to be liked by the public. So that's one reason he's liked by the public, because he's such a great speaker. Analytically speaking, I mean, unemployment, it has been bad when he got in office. You know, banks were bankrupt before he got in office. He didn't sign on the ridiculous the stimulus plans or these mortgages, you know, with Sally and Fannie Mae. He didn't sign all that. That was Bush. So he's getting accused of things he had nothing to do with. He's trying to fix a problem that was already there. So when you're talking about a multi-billion problem, it's not going to be fixed in 2 years. It's not going to be fixed in 4 years. Maybe not even in 8 years. But he can only do the best he can. I think he's done a good job so far.
Yes, I agree with you. All three, 1,000%.
It gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah, the storm always gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah. But the thing is, when he was elected, you know, on election night, he told the Americans, this may not happen in one term. It may take two. It's going to take time, and how soon we forget. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, gentlemen, I have enjoyed speaking with you tonight. My listeners in the chat are loving you. All of the archive listeners that are tuning in to the segment, once we go off the air, certainly make sure that you keep in touch with them at mogulmusicgroupinc.com. Then they have twitter.com/polointerscope, facebook.com/polointerscope. You know, just make sure that you also check out their you guys have a group page also, right? Because, Polo, these are your links here that I have. Or is this the one for the group too?
Mogul Music Group. they would definitely click on 9+.
Okay, well, so click on 9+, and that will have all of them. And so, Iman and D-Red, do you guys also have a Twitter account that we could shout out for the listeners?
I don't have a Twitter. I just have a Facebook. But
okay.
We do most of our stuff.
Okay, go ahead and shout out your Facebook.
Hey, you just look for me. It's actually going to be my full name. It's going to be Dominique Reddick, but I'm going to make another one, D-Red, and it's going to have everybody on there. As far as, you know, our movements and stuff, we might just come out with a group of Twitter, so we'll be on there.
And, E-Man, I'm a country boy. I'm a little behind on the internet wave, and I still bet I can ride horses. So if you want to get the man, it's Mobile Music Inc., groupinc.com, and you click on 9+, and you're going to see my bio, and if you want to leave me a message, you can leave me a message on there. Paulo usually informs me when I have messages so I can get on the computer and do my little internet thing. But for the most part, I'm either belling some hay or riding some horses or taking care of my dog.
And you see how I try to make it sound like country people, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm from the country as well. I break horses. So, you know what I'm saying?
y'all are too cute. I like that little southern twang accent y'all got. That's just too cute. All right, well, you have been a blessing on the show. We have enjoyed you, and I just want to say you are welcome back anytime. I got to give a big shout-out to T. Flowers, y'all manager, who's doing his thing, the team for 9+, you know, your promo group, everybody that's working on behalf of your success. I got to show them much love and just shout them out tonight. So thank you all for coming.
Love all y'all.
On the show.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, definitely make sure you guys follow them, tweet them, add them on Facebook, all that good stuff. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
All right. All right. So we are going to make sure that this Thursday, we're going to have a model actually appear. We're going to have a guest model that is appearing on Brown Sugar Radio, and she's going to let us know what it's like in the modeling industry. She's also going to give us a few tips in regards to, her success as a model and what she did to get to where she's at. We may even get a few beauty tips. So you want to make sure that you definitely keep it locked this Thursday. And then next Tuesday, the 16th, we are going to have an author on the show. It's a Christian author, and they're actually going to be talking about rape or incest, within our community, and that's something many of you if you have not followed the Bishop Eddie Long story, that show was off the chain. Mr. Magic, you know what I'm talking about. I want you guys to please check out the archive segments. We had 3 of them, and we're currently waiting for more developments in the case before we do part 3. But this was an author that wrote about sex and that wrote about the secrecy and molestation, things that are just kind of swept under the rug and not talked about. So we're going to have this particular author come through on Brown Sugar Radio on Tuesday the 16th. And then on the 18th of November, we're going to have Swagger Magazine. All right, a young lady doing her thing. She's editor-in-chief of Swagger Magazine, and so this is going to be an awesome show. I love entrepreneurs, and I love it when I see our people out there doing their thing and that are positive, motivational, inspirational, just something positive with their life. I love to support that, and so that will be on the 18th. And then we do have some celebrity guests that will be appearing, so you got to stay tuned, all right, because I will have the dates. I'm actually going to upload them on the calendar probably within the next week or so, and so I'm going to leave it a surprise because I want y'all to come back. I got to give y'all a teaser. If I give y'all all the information now, y'all not going to come back. So I wanted to give you guys a teaser to come back because we do have some special celebrity guests that will be coming through. Well, we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. Many of you know that I love to close with a motivational quote. And the quote that I'm going to end with tonight is, those who do not find the time for exercise will have to find the time for illness. Take care of your body, you guys. Work it out. Be safe. Be healthy. All right. I know the holidays are coming, but make sure y'all take care of yourself now. It's important. You only have one body and one life to live. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close for this evening. Follow your girl on Twitter, which is Brown Sugar Radio. That's S-U-G-A. Also, check me out on Facebook, facebook.com, Brown Sugar Radio Show. All right. Well, it's been nice. Stay blessed. And we out. Like, shout. Good night, and have a great evening.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get a sensual seduction.